from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You told us that the worst left fielder in baseball gives us a better option to win than the guy that you're hyping to the moon. You're insulting our intelligence.
No, I think he's insulting your belief in someone who hasn't proven it on an MLB
level
yet.
But Verdugo has the other way.
He has. Well, right now he's not playing great.
You're right.
Yes.
And so because of that, it's easy to want the alternative. And I think that's what you're up against. But Brian Cashman, and I guess Aaron Boone to an extent as well, they have to do what they feel in their gut gives them the best chance to
win.
They're
wrong.
And it's having a veteran. How often do young players come up in this Yankee organization, at least? I know other teams have done it very well. And just they rake when they need you to.
Dominguez last year.
Okay. Tell me what pressure was
on. There was none.
Exactly. It meant literally nothing last year for him to be up here. It was great for his experience, but it meant nothing for the team. This is a high-pressure situation that you're trying to throw a kid in. Now, if he has success, you'll be proven right. But if you fail, what does that do?
It would be the same as what's happening now. If he failed, it would give you the same production you're getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
This was an insulting comment by Brian Cashman. It was. I try to be fair about
right,
this.
But they believe that.
Okay. Brian is a brilliant baseball man. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, okay? I have deep respect for what this man has accomplished as a Major League Baseball general manager.
So how can you knock him that when he I think he genuinely believes that what he's saying is
There's something off about this. There's something off about this. Are they that maybe they don't believe in Jason Dominguez?
Well, if they
maybe
don't,
it comes down to that.
If they don't believe in Jason Dominguez, based on everything we saw last year, and based on the fact that he's hitting home runs seemingly every other night right now.
So is Brett Beatty. You want to bring him up?
I don't know. But
I'm asking.
I'm going to answer that question because that's a great question. First of all, Jason Dominguez has not failed as a major leaguer with 500 plate appearances the way Brett Beatty has. So I want to give you proper context. If the Mets were getting the worst production in baseball at a position that Brett Beatty could play, oh, hell yeah, I'd say call him up. They are getting, and this is not hyperbole, these are numbers. And you don't have to like the numbers, that's fine, you don't have to like them. Alex Verdugo, over the last few months, has been the worst left fielder in baseball. It's what he's been. So, if I was forced with that versus a prospect who missed a lot of time due to injury, who some of his numbers, deeper numbers, weren't great since he's come back, but has been hot the last few days, I would absolutely take the flyer on. Let me get him up here, and let me let him play, and let me see if this works.
There's also a hypocrisy element to this with Brian Cashman. If this is really how he feels, and our eyes are all telling us how bad Alex Verdugo is, then stop prospect hugging at the trade deadline and go more all in. Be more open to selling Jason Dominguez at the deadline for a Tanner Scott or something like that where Yankees are on a spot.
But he can't do that because he knows that Alex Verdugo is not his long-term solution. He knows that Alex Verdugo potentially is his short-term solution.
Then why is he hugging him?
Because he doesn't trust Dominguez yet. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing he said that bothers me, it's just a disagreement that I have with him, is he said, we won't call him up if he can't play every day. Well, I disagree with that. It's September. You're trying to win a pennant race. He doesn't have to play every single day. If he hits, he plays. If he doesn't hit, you're not force-feeding him into the lineup. So I also disagree with that philosophy. I think you should have the 26 best players on your roster. And it's a big mistake. Now, the Yankees are winning today, and as long as they win, the Yankee fans will calm down just a tad. But that kind of comment is a very – it's an insulting comment because you're telling us something that's just not true.
It also goes back to something Tiki yelled at us, I think, fairly last hour. It's a stupid fan take. I think was that the quote when it came to an NFL argument?
Yes, very much so.
He was talking to you, Sean.
Which is fine. We've gotten to the point in the Yankee season – where the fans are starting to look right on a lot of comments. And to me, and maybe I am being completely crazy, it's starting to feel like Brian Cashman, in collaboration with Aaron Boone, don't want to do anything the fans are pounding the table for because they don't want to continue to make the fans look like they know more than what the general manager
So what you're suggesting is we as fans...
We got to shut up.
I was
don't mention Jason Dominguez's name for a week, and he'll be here.
I was going
to
say
to win it.
What if we talk about how great Alex Verdugo
right,
is?
Pound the table, Cash. Right. Please do not. No, look, we see it with our own eyes.
The Yankee organization despises their fans so much, they make moves to spite you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting out of you.
Yes, okay. They are.
Yeah.
I mean, Verdugo's had a hit almost every day.
He's been relatively hot over the last seven days.
The stats are deceiving. While he's had hits, he still continues to kill rallies for this team with double plays.
And also, Teak, it comes down to this. When do you want to look at it? Over the last 2 months, he's been awful. Over the last week, he's been better.
Yeah, two weeks, he's been fine.
Okay.
Last month, he's been awful. But, I mean, that happens. It's baseball,
okay,
right?
And tell me Jason Dominguez's numbers the last 2 days against the Syracuse Mets.
I haven't looked at Jason Dominguez.
He's tearing
it
up.
And he's also playing the Syracuse Mets.
Well, that's all he's allowed to face right now, right?
LOL Mets, even in the minors.
Stop it. Stop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.